Mic check.
Next, I'd like to introduce...
Throw your hands in the air if you're a true player.
This is Sheeman and Shepherd.
That boy is good.
Good and terrible.
You shut your mouth.
I think you two dudes are going to become real homies.
Where do we find these guys?
Oh, man, I hate those guys.
Sheeman and Shepherd on 99.3 ESPN and the 99.3 ESPN app.
Hello and greetings, friends of Southwest Florida. How are you? Crazy weekend, no doubt about it. I am Craig Sheeman, Pete Shepherd in Bonita, Chris on the other side of the glass. We're ready to go. I have no idea what the next 4 hours is going to be like. I don't. But we're going to be here. We're going to do it. And we're going to get through this. Our number is 239-337-ESPN, 239-337-3776. You can follow us on Twitter at 993ESPN. You can follow me at Craig ESPN. You can follow Pete Shepherd at PShep326. I would like to start the show with just a quick, minor, lukewarm take, hot take. 5 o'clock hot take, 2 o'clock over the weekend. We'll proceed from there. Coronavirus blew a 28-3 lead to violence and racism over the weekend. I haven't heard anybody talk about masks or social distancing. It's over. It's out of the news.
What's that?
I didn't think it could happen, but it did. Pete Shepherd, how are you?
Well, I just have, like you, I had a mixed bag of emotions. I can tell you, we got off the air Friday and had some dinner. Then turn on the television and you start. I flip back and forth both to Fox and CNN. I like to hear both sides and other news outlets as well. I don't like just to get one side. And I had a hard time falling asleep. In fact, it was around 4 o'clock in the morning, I think. I think I was up four and a half hours extra, really just... couldn't take my eyes off the TV, and just a mixed bag of emotions. And you know, I think most of us share the same emotions. I mean, I can't look. I'm not an African American man. I don't walk in those shoes on a daily basis. I am all for anybody who wants to peacefully protest, demonstrate peacefully protest. But what has happened here? And it's black, white, purple, yellow. It's everybody to use what happened to George, you know, the horrific death. And it really was a murder of George Floyd. I don't care what anybody says. That guy was murdered. I agree with the ones who say that. I think he was.
Mm-hmm.
To use the people who are looting, don't give a damn about that man or his family. They don't. The people looting, and again, it's all races. And creeds, they're just destroying to destroy. They don't have that man's, what he went through in mind, what his family's going through in mind. They want free televisions and free booze.
Well, that's what happened here. The George Floyd situation got hijacked. It got hijacked.
It's so unfortunate. It's unbelievable. And, you know, I don't know if it went through your mind, Craig and Chris, but I'm thinking to myself, man, if you wanted to attack this country right now, now's the time. I mean, my God, we can't get people off the street. The governors are doing, and I know it's a tough situation. I sure as hell wouldn't want to be one. You know, you can't start just blatantly shooting at people, can you? You can't do that. Me, I might just keep throwing tear gas till everybody passed out or left. I might just keep doing that. But
well, that's the one thing that struck me, Pete. A month ago, we were threatened with $1,000 fines and arrests if we walked on the beach here, New York, wherever.
Yeah.
And now I'm amazed that they just let it burn. Now they're not doing anything. But I know you can't just go in there and rough shot and start blowing people away.
But you can't allow people to just do it. I mean, those pictures and those videos we saw during the week of people just walking into Target, destroying it, doing whatever they want, liquor stores and everything. At one time, I actually laughed out loud. It wasn't laugh because I think the situation is funny. Just I laughed because I thought I was watching a movie. Here's a guy, and it was a white guy too. They all wear the masks. Some of them wear the masks just because they don't want to be shown on television or hidden. Eventually, if this is all ever sorted out, pulls right up in one of those things you take around Publix, those little carts.
Yeah,
and just it, it, You know, I'm talking about, you know, people who are disabled or real heavy and have the things you see around Disney World all the time. I forget the official name or whatever the hell they're called. And just pulls up, well, casually gets out and just starts loading up his little trike bike there with, you know, like three or four cases of booze.
Yeah.
And just takes off. People just walking in, taking sneakers, just walking in. There was either Verizon or a T-Mobile store, whatever it was. And I get all the cities mixed up, so I get my looting cities mixed up.
Well, there are 140 of them, so it's hard to keep track of them all.
But the major ones that I saw over the weekend, which were obviously in Minnesota and New York and Los Angeles, Chicago, Detroit, others. And I just couldn't believe people just casually walking in and just not even – some were running, but did you need to run? You didn't really need to.
No.
Just go in, take whatever you want. I saw a woman get out in the middle of New York City, I believe, just stop traffic, get out of the car, walk into the store that was being vandalized and looted, and just took whatever she wanted, got back in the car while she was blocking traffic, and just took off.
Yeah.
I mean, it breaks your heart. And then you hear these people, and again, I mean, black, white, all sorts of ethnic groups talking about, well, I have insurance. I have insurance. I heard some people say, I have insurance. It'll be taken care of. Okay.
There are a lot that don't.
What about your employees that are working for you that also depend on that paycheck that are working in those buildings?
I saw the opposite. I saw a black man going through his, I think it was in Atlanta, going through his store, which had been burnt to the ground. It's charred all around him. He's in tears. He goes, I put my life savings into this. What do I do now? He didn't have insurance.
Exactly.
I mean, these black businesses are getting burned down. It's unbelievable. And I'll tell you what, because I've been saying this on this show for about 4 or 5 weeks. Now, I didn't know what would be the cause of it. You've heard me say on this show, if this country's going to riot, if we keep quarantining people and shutting things down and 40 million people losing their jobs. And I just wonder if the George Floyd thing pushed that over the top. I don't think you could disregard what this country's gone through in the last 2 months, adding fuel to the fire. And then the George Floyd situation is what pushed us over the top. People are unemployed. People don't have, that's why they're looting. They have no money left. 40 million people.
Certainly I can't discount what you're saying.
I haven't heard any pundits talking about it. I think Juan Williams, the token liberal on Fox News, finally mentioned it yesterday that he thinks that's the cause of this. And I don't think it can be discounted. I think it's all in the same ball here.
Yeah, it's all part of it, certainly. It's all part of it. But the fact of the matter that you see all these policemen and Secret Service, all these people out there that are trying to defuse the situation a little bit, and you know, some that were out there, and I mean law enforcement officials, didn't do themselves any justice with all these video cameras out there. They made it worse. Some of them made it a lot worse. I saw cops attack people unnecessarily. The videos are all out there. You know who did it in what cities, and I think that is an extremely small percentage. I am so pro-law enforcement. It's, you know, off the chart. They risk their lives every day. But again, you cannot just look away and say, oh, this person deserved it, that person deserved it, when they didn't. They arrested that, you know, the CNN anchorman the other day. You know, just absolutely ridiculous. They fired rubber pellets at that woman. White woman, by the way, white news reporter who's sitting there trying to do her job. I think it was Friday or Saturday night, her right in the face.
Reporter got attacked outside the White House on, was it Saturday night, Sunday?
Yeah.
It was Sunday morning, the wee hours. I mean, yeah, it's crazy.
Absolutely. I couldn't believe it. I felt like I was watching Die Hard meets, I don't know, Rambo. It looked like the end of First Blood.
Yeah.
You know, buildings just burning, reporters just walking along, people as they're firing, throwing stuff and just bashing things. And that's what it felt like. I felt like it was Die Hard meets the end of First Blood.
And yeah, there was a lot of negative that came out of this weekend and a lot of ugly pictures to look at. But, you know, like you guys said about law enforcement agent, and a majority do a great job every single day. They put on the uniform, they put their lives on the line. A majority of these protesters, no, all Anybody who is protesting, you have a right to go and protest. Protesting is great. I saw so many great videos this weekend of police chief in Flint, Michigan.
Oh, yeah, that was awesome. Yep.
Pulling everybody together. Awesome. Saw another, I don't know if it was a police chief in Houston or just a regular run-of-the-mill officer pulling people together saying, we're better than this. Mm-hmm. We're going to fix this together. I don't want to paint the broad brush saying that, you know, all this negative, because I hope a lot of good comes from this. And I hope that George Floyd's death, you know, I've looked in the mirror over the weekend. All I'm doing as a white guy, I see signs, right? Talk about something that makes you uncomfortable. This makes me really uncomfortable. It does. But if I've got black guys and women telling me, hey, you can help by having the conversation. Let's have the conversation. Let's make it better out of all this and hope that, you know, the looting and all that, I'm not gonna try to justify that. You should not do that. But the protesting and hopefully that there's something that can come out of this where maybe it's not the entire black community, but maybe it's a portion of the black community says, you know what? I feel like something came from this. I feel like something good came out of this.
Well, the next question is what is next? I mean, everybody's scrambling around now to issue their quote-unquote statements or whatever. I retweeted one that I thought Tony Dungy very prayerfully put together on Saturday. I thought it was awesome. If you haven't read it, you must. But everybody's doing it. You know, the NBA coaches are all getting together now to issue a statement. Nick Saban did. Jim Harbaugh did. Look, I get it. I mean, we all can sit here and say what we saw was horrible, and I'll even go back a couple of weeks. It happened in February, but the video came out a couple of weeks ago. That Armand Arbery guy jogging in Atlanta got murdered with a couple of white guys in the back of a truck on a pickup. Mm-hmm. That leads into all this. But I don't have any answers today. I'm coming on the airway. I don't know what the answer is. Most people I know are not racist, but does racism exist? Yes. So what do we do? I don't know. Well, I mean, we can't just issue a statement. Yeah, what we saw with George Floyd was inexcusable. It was bad. And we got to talk. We got to have a conversation. Got to have some uncomfortable conversations. Yes. How are we going to fix this? I have no answers.
I think you start fixing it. And I'll get to Colin Kaepernick in a second because, you know, this is the kind of thing that he was. And there are still people out there that think he was kneeling and it was disrespectful to the flag and it was about the military and all that stuff. And guys, get your heads out of your butts with that stuff. I still hear people, you know, I walk by some people sometimes in the store or, you know, wherever I am. I'm out and about a lot. And I just pick up on little tidbits of conversation. It is amazing how stupid so many people are and just don't have the common sense or intelligence to get past their own political views. It is ridiculous. It's like strictly pass or fail. It is your duty, in all honesty, to question all of your political leaders at any time you want. That's your duty as an American citizen. No matter if they're independent, Democrat, Republican, it does not matter. And so many people have turned this into a political fight. Even now, the whole thing one way or the other. And then you had the president moments ago come out and say, you governors basically are idiots for letting this happen, which doesn't help the situation either. There's a more diplomatic way to present yourself, President Trump. I'm sorry. I get what you're trying to say, but the way you say it isn't exactly presidential. And I know that's not his thing, and I get it. And I like a lot of what he doesn't say because of that, or what he says in his own way. I understand that. But when he just went off about 10 minutes ago about the country, and you're all basically a bunch of wusses, didn't really sit well with me. Don't think that's the right attitude to have at this day and age, this point, at this time in this crisis. I know that local governments in every single state, they're going to have to, you can't just let people riot every night and go into stores. There's going to be more violence. I'm absolutely convinced of it. And it's not so much the protests now, guys. It's what is happening after the protests. There was a peaceful demonstration in the south end of Boston the other night, last night or two nights ago. And after they dispersed, that's when all hell broke loose. And that's happened in a lot of other major cities around the country as well. I think it starts, you're going to start, if we're talking about the police departments, because that's really what this has been about. Mm-hmm. You got to weed out the racists. You got to get to it early. You can't just sweep some of the bad apples under the rug and hopefully they'll repent. And after a while, they'll come to better conclusions. It doesn't. That's why internal affairs exists. And maybe internal affairs needs to do a better job at weeding out some of these a-hole policemen around the country that act like absolute lunatics, and they're racist, and it's happening far too often. So weed out these idiots from the beginning. Stop with the second and third chances, man. This is way too important right now. That's my feeling anyway. I think you got to stop them at the beginning.
This guy in Minnesota, the cop, if I'm not mistaken, had some other issues in the past. And show me where in a police manual it says put your neck on the back of another guy while he's got cuffs on. I don't think that's the way they're trained. I mean, that's part of the problem too. And then the other three guys just sitting around. I mean, come on.
That's just it. Not one of them went to say, hey, let, you know, knock it off.
I saw some amazing video, I think last night. It was in another city. I wish I could. But another arrest was going down, and the cop had his neck on the back of the guy, his knee on the back of the guy's neck.
Mm-hmm.
And people in the crowd were swearing and saying, dude, get your knee off of his neck. And finally, the cop next to him realized the visual of what was going on and physically removed his partner's knee from the guy being arrested's neck. And you know, did he save his life at that moment? I don't know. But, my God, you can't be that dumb.
It's unbelievable. And all of this stuff, I mean, there are so many videos out there. I don't understand how in this day and age, if you are, and I think it's less than, you know, I think it's a small percentage of bad law enforcement officials. I really do. Like I said, I am very pro law enforcement.
Absolutely.
All the way around. But my God, I mean, it's just, you know, if some criminal type has a gun to your face or a knife to your neck, all right, that's a different story. All bets are off. I understand that. When your guy defenseless on the ground and you hit him handcuffed, you stick a knee in his neck while he's on the side of a curb. What are you trying to prove? I mean, what are you trying to prove? Did mommy not tuck you in enough at night? I mean, what the hell's going on here?
Pete, I swear to God. It wasn't just the knee on the neck while a guy was cuffed on the ground. It was for 8 minutes.
How about the New York City police officer we saw on video that pushed that, shoved that girl right in the face? She didn't have anything. She just kind of walked. She was kind of walking. He's like, get out of here.
Yeah, I saw that.
And just threw her to the ground. It was a white woman, too.
Yeah.
I mean, not that it matters. Shouldn't be anybody. It doesn't matter what color you are. You know, but then you got the, you know, and the people out there who, you know, hiding behind the masks and just doing whatever they want to do. There's no repercussions. There's going to be. Unfortunately, I think this is going to get worse before it gets better. I hope I'm wrong. But it was a quote from in the 70s, Sylvester Stallone. It's called Nighthawks with Billy Dee Williams. And it's an excellent movie. They were both undercover cops. And there's a terrorist in London that came to America and started, you know, way before we thought about 9/11.
Yeah.
And whatever, made his presence known. Sylvester Stallone comes and saved the day. But I remember the guy who was running the operation was like an MI6 type from London. And he said to Sylvester Stallone, the only way to combat violence is with greater violence. Mm. And sometimes I guess that's the case. I hope that's not going to be the case here, because you're going to see, I have a bad feeling that a lot of innocent people might be get seriously hurt / killed over the next week or so. I hope I'm wrong.
Aren't those for the leaders from the top on down? Aren't those the only two decisions left to make? It's either let it burn itself out, literally, like they've kind of been, or bring in National Guard. Hope people abide by the National Guard's rule or violence. I mean, there isn't a good answer. There isn't a good answer. It's either bring in more military and police and shut it down, or let it quiet itself out. I don't know which is going to happen, but one of those two things are going to happen this week, and got to be ready for the consequences. And it ain't going to be pretty, like you said. We are not out of this yet. I have seen destruction everywhere I've lived. Detroit, Indianapolis, Charleston, South Carolina, the famous King Street got looted. Houston, L.A., here in Fort Myers. I know I saw, I got to admit, I watched a lot more national news than I did local news this weekend. I know they shut down Edison Mall early out of an abundance of caution. I know rioters gathered outside protesters gathered outside the Fort Myers police. I don't know what became of that. by and large, we've not had. We've been very lucky here in Southwest.
No,
Florida,
from what I saw in the news yesterday, yesterday evening. No, we had protesters in Centennial Park that marched kind of through downtown Fort Myers. Mm-hmm. No incidents from anything that I've seen.
Good, y'all to be commended for that.
Yeah,
by
absolutely.
The way,
I agree. I agree. I see a lot of great texts here from a lot of people.
Go ahead and read them because mine's down right now.
Yeah. Jersey Jeff says, pretty sure the young lady you mentioned was shot by a rubber pellet in Tennessee is now blind in one eye because of it. Another reporter in New York City who took the same type of hit completely lost her eye. Yep. Jersey Jeff. Let's see. 20-year-old fake flaccid woman you just mentioned, Pete, is in a coma, suffered a serious seizure. Mm. Mostly, everybody, we all saw the same thing. The videos are all viral, everything else. And then this guy from 239, who's, I don't know, says, I normally love the show and listen every day. You need to pull Pete off the air. Oh, okay.
No.
Did I say something wrong about your beloved president? That he's one of those guys that just follows political leaders blindly without questioning them at any time. Is that what that's about? Because that's pretty gutless to say, 239. Give me an example of why. But first of all, it's not going to happen. Second of all, if I offended you, I really don't give a damn. I don't know what I would offend you about.
That's part of what's going on here. Everybody's yeah. got different opinions, okay? And
I think you and I have been pretty logical so far. We've been pretty logical and rational about what we saw. We're trying to – nobody has the ultimate solution.
Pete's entitled to his opinion. I'm not going to criticize the president. I've been careful not to criticize a lot of political leaders because I don't know what the right answer is. And I've admitted that repeatedly today and for the last 3 months, whether it be coronavirus, whether it be rioting, whether it be racial tension, I don't have the answers. I mean, I could pray about it. I could talk about it. But I don't have any answers that are going to fix it tomorrow. Yeah. They've been going on for centuries. So I don't know that anybody's going to have a solution today.
I know is we can't just wait for – I think can we all say the curfews, obviously that was ridiculous. That didn't help at all. If anything, it insinuated stuff. But I understand why they wanted to do it. I get it. But we can't have a country. We can't have where every time – where you know, I'm afraid like the cuckoo clock's going to go off at 6 o'clock at night or 8 o'clock at night and then – it's like The Walking Dead. Here comes everybody again. We're going to start all over again. Where does it end? Where does it end?
I don't know. I've gotten to the point where I've had to turn news off because I can't take it. Like you said, you stayed up to 4 a.m. You were so bothered by it.
Yeah.
I mean, I watched a lot over the weekend. This should have been a kick-ass weekend talking about putting a couple astronauts in space. Are we getting closer to playing sports? And none of that. We're not even talking about coronavirus, as I said at the top of the hour. But then now we're going to talk about this, and it's not going away anytime soon. I did see one interesting. Somebody made the point that they suggested that if Minnesota, the Vikings of all people, all teams, would just now hire Colin Kaepernick, that would go a long way to solving these problems right now. I don't know that I agree with that. I was just amazed that somebody put that together. I was right in the middle of all this too.
Yeah.
The Vikings, the ground zero where this all started in Minnesota, that would heal racial relations. I don't know. Maybe it is the answer. I don't have the answer. But
maybe it helps. I don't know after all this time.
I don't know. It might. Like I said, I can't sit here and say one thing or another. But it was just something I heard. I had a couple other thoughts over the week. You know, I wanted to come in here. I thought, gee whiz. I mean, can 2020 get any worse? Actually, I thought about putting that out as our...
Stop asking that question. No. It's the first day of hurricane season is here. Do
Chris,
not say
Chris,
that.
No, Chris, it's worse than that. No. I was thinking about putting it on the poll today. Could 2020 get any worse? We're not even at the halfway point. It's June 1st. As Chris pointed out, it's hurricane season. And... I don't know if you're aware of this. A lot of people aren't. I think you guys are. The largest volcano system on our country is actually Yellowstone Park. And if I'm sure you've
Old
seen
Faithful?
It. Well, no, not old, but it's all part of that system.
That's where Old Faithful is. Yes.
That's going to blow someday. And when that blows, you're going to feel it on both coasts. I mean, we've all seen the features and everything on Discovery Channel and all that kind of stuff. It's an underground volcano system, and it is going to blow. It's not a matter of if, it's when. And you will feel it on both coasts. Tremors have been increasing My wife pointed this out to me today. There were a couple of reports of higher-end tremors in that area as well. I said, great, 2020. That'd be perfect. Thank you.
Mm. By the way, Governor Gretchen Whitmer has lifted Michigan's stay-at-home order and says restaurants can reopen for dine-in service next week. Just in the nick of time.
Day late and dollar short.
Way to go, Gretchen. Way to go.
Really? I just said 5 minutes ago, I try not to criticize public officials because I don't know what the right answer is a lot of times, but come on.
Yeah, and a lot of, and again, it was so eerie and surreal that I chuckled a couple of times. I couldn't help thinking back. I'm watching these looters with smiles on their face and just doing whatever they want. It was like that scene when and Coming to America with Eddie Murphy and Arsenio Hall when they first get to Queens and their luggage gets stolen and everybody's walking around the streets and, hey, man, I got some great toothbrushes here. And all this stuff is being – it's just I flipped the channels like four different times to four different national news outlets. And it was I just couldn't believe it. I'm surprised I don't have a lockjaw from – I just and drool coming out of my mouth because I just – we go, oh, my God. I kept saying, oh, my God.
Yeah.
Oh, my God. Holy bleep and holy son of a gun and this. And it's just a plethora of emotions going through you all at once. And you feel helpless. I honestly have not felt this way, Craig, maybe since 9/11. And obviously different situations. But you know what I'm saying? This is, and as far as, knowing that we were going to have to discuss this today, because you can't ignore it.
I told Chris when I came in here today, I says, there's never been a day I've not wanted to go on the air today more than today. And that includes 9/11. I mean, 9/11 was worse, but I kind of wanted to talk.
Yeah.
Today, I don't know what direction. Look, I'm going to give the phone number at 239-337-ESPN, 239-337-3776. I don't know how the rest of the show is going to go. I don't know if this first 25 minutes is it for us today on this particular topic. I don't know if this is going to be wall-to-wall for 4 hours. But my experience in radio is put the number out there, and if you want to talk, talk. If you don't, we'll talk some more. We'll talk about other things, but I'll just put it out there if you want to talk.
Yeah, I mean, there's the other if this was not going on, I promise you our big topic of the day, at least to start the show, would have been Major League Baseball Player Association, their counter proposal of 114 game season.
Yeah,
that's been kind of the big story. Actually, and Pat Dye passed away as well today, great Auburn coach at the age of 80.
Yeah.
That just said, but though, you know, and maybe remembering him.
Yes.
I have a great college football quiz that we will get to at some point today.
Okay.
So, I mean, we're going, you know, but I want to hear from everybody out there and how you felt during this weekend. Now, I know we're getting a break. We'll talk about when we come back.
All right. 239-337-ESPN, 239-337-3776. Also, as Chris alluded to a moment ago, look at your calendar, people. It's hurricane season as of today. Get peace of mind with flood insurance with Farmers Insurance. Call Damon Briss, Farmers Insurance today. Bundle and save. Get better coverage with your home. Get better coverage with your auto. Get better coverage with your house with flood insurance. Bundle them all and save. Damon Briss, Farmers Insurance, the fastest growing insurance company in the country, the largest agency in Southwest Florida. I've switched. I want you to switch, too. You'll take care of yourself if you do it. 239-202-2933. 239-202-2933. The Damon Brist Agency, your Farmers Insurance Connection. Have you switched yet?
The guys on Twitter, at PSHAP326 and at Craig ESPN. This is Scheman and Shepard on 99.3 ESPN and the 99.3 ESPN app.
Scheman and Shepard on 99.3 ESPN and the 99.3 ESPN app on a Monday. Usually I come in here joyous, bouncing off a restful weekend, but, you know, times are different. I don't want to be Debbie Downer either. I know sometimes people tune into this show specifically to forget about what the hell's going on to the rest of the world. But, you know, we're not afraid to discuss it. We just open up the first half hour of the show talking about all the bad things that happened in this country over the weekend. We can continue to do that, or we can move on and kind of let things flow naturally here today as we broadcast on a Monday, plain and simple. And we'll have some fun. Trust me, we will not do 4 hours of doom and gloom. But anyway,
no.
We'll put that out there. Our phone number is 239-337-ESPN, 239-337-ESPN. 3776.
Yeah. Marilyn Mike, I love this show today, guys. We're having flashbacks of the Art Bell show. Green Falcon says she'll be the vice president choice for sure now. I'm assuming Biden on Gretchen, and she just lifted the restaurant ban in Michigan. The 239 guy who wants me off the air says, and this is where, you know, because he didn't articulate anything the first time, but then this one, he says, thank you for mentioning Tex has nothing to do with Trump. I did not vote for him. We're the same age, and I feel not doing the argument justice. CNN, really? Telling your audience how to feel about Kat. First of all, let's stress, CNN, really, I don't know what that means. I said I watched Fox, I watched CNN, I watched MSNBC, and a lot of other political, a lot of national news stations. I guess some are considered conservative, we know, and what some are not. I like to get I like to not just say what's fair and balanced, I like to just get different points of view. And sometimes I think they're both nuts, to be honest with you. A lot of times I feel that way, which is why I hate politics. So I don't know what you mean when you say CNN, really. And then telling your audience how to feel about Cap, I didn't tell the audience how to. I said how I felt about it. I said there are those out there who still feel that he was protesting the flag, and he wasn't, and the military, and he wasn't. I mean, that's a fact. I mean, that's, you know, so whether you believe him or not, that's your choice. I'm not telling you what to believe. I have no right to tell anybody what to believe. I'm telling what I believe. Yeah, he had some controversy. We remember the pig socks. We remember what happened with the Castro. I agree. The guy did some, I think, stupid things. But his overall point when he took a knee was about exactly the kind of injustices that have been happening. What happened in Minnesota, that was his overall point. It wasn't, he was not there kneeling to, you know, just to rip on the military or the country or anything like that. I'm sorry. That's the way I feel. Did he do some couple of stupid things? Yeah, a couple of pieces of clothing he probably shouldn't have worn. But what was his overall message, right? Was about these type of injustices.
Mm-hmm.
Now all of a sudden everybody wants to revisit the Colin Kaepernick situation.
Only because I brought it up last segment as I read a piece. Somebody said something over the
weekend. Oh, no, it's not just you, Craig.
Maybe the Vikings could help heal this situation since this started in Minnesota by giving Cap a job. Anyway, let's go to the phones. I made a little progress during the break. I got my internet back and the text back, but I still can't read what callers are. But I believe we do have some phone callers. 239-337-ESPN. Help me out. Can you see the call screen?
I can't. I can see the text. I see the text.
Chris, who's on the line?
Marcus in Naples.
Marcus, welcome. How are you?
Marcus.
Hey, guys.
What's going on?
What's happening?
Hey, faithful listener. I usually come to you guys to keep me up during the day.
Yeah.
I just want to say that, you know, there's no one to blame at this point. There's no one group or person for what's going on right now. I believe that it's like a pimple or some sort of illness that's come to a head, and then, you know, discussion can be had, and we can move forward. I know that there's more sensible people in this country than unsensible people, so I feel as if that, you know, it's all of it's bad. It's horrible. The businesses that are being destroyed, the police engagement, all of it's bad.
Yeah.
But I think this will bring to a head some sort of discussion in which we can move forward.
I hope
and
so.
Go Rays.
I hope so.
Tampa Bay Bucks.
Oh, I long for the days where we can talk about the Tampa Bay Buccaneers. Thank you for the call. I appreciate it.
Not so much the Rays, but yeah, the Bucs. Yeah.
I'll take that right now.
I saw a story today that leaked out about when this year's Madden game was going to be released.
Well, it was going to be released like now. They delayed it.
It was a preview of it. Yeah,
right.
A preview of it was going to be released tonight. Later tonight.
And now,
I saw the preview picture of Tom Brady in the jersey of Tampa Bay. It just looks different.
Did you love it?
It's different.
He hated it.
No, I didn't hate it.
But it's
no.
A new reality.
First of all, I don't hate anything or anybody. What do I hate?
I've got a whole list.
I don't even hate beats anymore. I used to hate beats.
Ooh.
Now I tolerate them.
Really?
Now I can even tolerate them. I used to hate cauliflower. Now I can even tolerate that.
You're eating cauliflower pizza now on a regular basis.
Not a regular basis, but I have, and if it's done properly, yes, it's not a bad way. Other than that, you know, I actually had a pretty decent weekend overall. Did you guys? I mean, did you hit the beach?
I have to think. I did go to the beach after.
Where?
Before
11?
After 11 o'clock.
Where?
Ooh.
Not in Naples.
Well, yeah, I did. I found one that's open. I don't want to give it away. Let's go
you
back to the phones.
Fine, one was open.
239-337 ESPN.
Commit a crime.
Lucas in Fort Myers, you're on with Sheeman and Shepard.
Trespasser, Craig Sheeman.
Hey, guys. Awesome show. Great job during the quarantine.
Thank you.
Yeah.
Thank you.
Thank you.
Yeah, I just wanted to make a comment on the protest, everything that's going. Mm-hmm. Good thing the folks in Fort Myers kept it peaceful. Proud of them for
that.
Yes. Yes, I agree. What are you building, a house?
What are you doing?
Hey, hold on. What are you doing, man? Are you working? You're making noise. What's going on, man?
Oh, sorry about that. Yeah, I'm painting the house.
Oh, okay. Oh, that's okay. That's an aluminum ladder.
Wow.
Yep.
My buddy fell off one this week.
Yeah, don't fall off.
Oh, no, I'm on the floor. I was just moving it. I just wanted to comment, you know, coming from a mixed family.
Yes.
You know, I'm from out of the country. I got here when I was a young boy. My dad used to play professional soccer.
Oh.
Where are you from originally?
Brazil.
Nice.
Okay.
Is this Cougar Hunter?
Know, yes, sir.
Okay.
Rascal.
So, you know, just coming from a mixed family, when I first got here, that was my first level experience of, you know, racism, getting picked on from being different, not blending in with the rest of them. So, over the years, now that I got kids, with everything that's happened and through some experiences of my own, I teach them not to trust cops, only in case of emergency, if, you know, if I'm not there or grandpa's not there to help them or whatever the case may be.
Yeah.
But it's just, yeah, man, I feel like scared just for my family because, like I said, half of my family's black and it's just I fear for them in case. My dad got pulled over a couple months ago, but luckily nothing happened. But I just had to go over things with him just to explain them the level of, you know, danger that's going on out here, so we all could be on the same page. And even
How old are your kids? You don't want me asking.
9 and 7.
Wow. So when they have they seen some of it? What's it been like? Have you had to sit down with them and to explain what the hell's going on?
Yeah, because they see it on the news sometimes in the background at grandma's house or with my house, just from watching it. And they ask me, they're like, "Why is that happening?
Yeah.
Why is there a hate?" And I try to explain, you know, not everybody is a criminal, but, you know, sometimes things happen out of our control. And I just tell them, like, oh, if you're ever in a situation, do what they say. Make sure you come home safe. Even if you get hurt or you don't like what they're telling you, just suck it up and, you know, be the bigger person.
You know what? Can I say something? Because, I mean, you really hit home with something you just said there, Cougar Hunter, because I had the same exact conversation with my kids, and it, you know, it came from the perspective of an all-white family. And, you know, I said some of the same things you did, though. I said, look, I've always taught you guys, I'm going to reinforce it here, do what the cops say and be obedient and, you know, hopefully, if you're ever in a situation and it will go away, I think. But that's the perspective of a white family. I know there are a lot of people listening to me that don't feel that way. And I'm trying to teach my kids, trust the cops. Who are you going to call when you're in trouble? You're going to call the cops. Yeah. But exactly. I don't blame you or I'm not saying what you did was wrong. I'm just saying, look at our two different perspectives in how we had the same conversation with our kids this weekend.
Yep. And just from experience, my mom's white, so I'm in between. Mm-hmm. And there's times I got, you know, quote unquote white privilege by being in a certain crowd or whatever, just from me being light skinned.
Yeah.
So I've seen both sides to where sometimes they look at me and they're like, oh, Latino or whatever the case. And there's times they look at me and can't even tell that I'm Latino.
Mm-hmm.
But, you know, I've seen both sides from it, but, you know, better safe than sorry.
Yeah.
Pretty much.
Yeah. Thank you. Hey, man, great thanks show, for sharing guys. That. Stay,
stuff,
stay safe.
Hunter.
Don't fall off that roof today. And
yeah,
we'll talk
careful.
To you later, man. I appreciate it.
Yeah.
Wow. And again, man, I have friends that are officers, and I love the police officers. I'm like Pete. I'm like pro cop. Mm. I'm trying to teach my kids trust the cops. But, man, I mean, we just had two different conversations.
But also, Craig, you've never gotten pulled over. And I'm talking about, I mean, as a youth, you know, I'm being my cousin Vinny. But you kind of knew when a cop's going to pull you over for a speeding ticket. I haven't gotten one in a long, long, long time. But, you know, I had a couple before I was 20, like two. You knew. I was like, oh, geez. It was before radar, to terror, you know. was like, oh, I know why I'm getting pulled over. But, Craig, if you were just as a 50-plus-year-old man, almost as old as me, 53, if you were just pulled over now, just going down 75 because of the way you look, which happens a lot for people of color.
Yes, it does.
Just because of the way you look, you'd be pissed. I would be.
Yeah. Yeah.
Unless I really, really resembled some, you know, at large criminal.
Well, again,
and I know sometimes that does happen, but a lot of other times it's just like, what do you do in this neighborhood? This is an all white neighborhood. Why are you driving around here? Mm-hmm. Oh, I just like to look at the houses. I think they're beautiful. Yeah. Oh, and you just make them feel uncomfortable.
Yeah. And I hate this conversation. I'm imagining police officers listening to our conversation right now. I am pro cop, man. They got one of the hardest jobs on earth.
Absolutely.
And we got to fix it. And again, 99% of them are good and busting their ass and doing a great job. And we should be thankful for them because they're the first ones that we're going to call when we have trouble.
Somebody
goes busting down my front door into my house. Who am I calling? I'm calling a police officer.
True. But we don't walk in people of color's shoes. And we're not the ones driving. As 50-year-old or for any, you know, a young man of color, 18, 19 years old, being pulled over because he's not white. And it happens a lot.
Yeah.
And I think this country has stuck their head in the sand too often about it. Like, oh, well, it's not me, so why should I worry? It's never going to happen to anybody in my family because it's just not going to happen.
Yeah.
So we'll just say, oh, everybody's overreacting. Well, you know, a lot of people are not overreacting. You know, they wanted just to, why are you pulling me over because I don't look like you?
All right, we'll continue this conversation at 239-337-ESPN, 239-337-3776. I have some good news here.
Yeah.
We are going to be giving away a brand new 3-burner Weber grill for Father's Day. That's right around the corner. Here's what you have to do. You have to do a little work, okay? A little something. I want you guys, you have to submit your favorite photo of you and your dad. And you got to submit it to 993ESPN.com. Then on Father's Day, we're going to tally all the votes. And the photo with the most votes will win a brand new grill for dad. It's been sitting in Chris's office for 6 months, for crying out loud. He needs his office space back. I can't go in there and sit down and talk to him because it's taking up all the space. But here's what you can do. You can help cheat, if you will, to kind of make things go in your favor. Tell all your friends about it. Send them the link to our website so they can all vote. You can stack the deck. Get all of your friends to vote for you if you want.
You
right,
can
Chris?
Share this right from the home. You could share it right to all your social media right there. Boom. All your Facebook friends. Hey, guys, go vote on this for me. You're doing me a solid. Boom.
Yeah,
there you go.
We're allowing it. You can do it.
Cheat.
Weber Grill. 3-burner. Free.
Pull your
Day.
Own New England Patriots. Skirt the system.
So that's we don't need that. We don't need that today at all. Now, isn't that grill put together already in your office?
Fully it's assembled. Already assembled. All you got to do is hook up.
Come with
the
truck and pick it
hook up.
Up
the propane. That's all it is.
Get the gas tank. You're good to go.
Go to Hank Hill. I sell propane and propane accessories.
Exactly. Check it out at 993ESPN.com. Sound Street next. Sheeman and Shepherd, 993ESPN and the 993ESPN app.
I'm a man. I'm 40.
I can say anything I want. That's the beauty of this country.
I'm not laughing about it. You think this is funny? I take this serious.
It's time for
Sound Street on Sheeman and Shepherd.
All right, all these riots and protests have infiltrated the sports world for sure. We started off with the Celtics' Jaylen Brown, who felt the need to be part of the protests in Atlanta, got in his car and drove all the way down there. This is on Instagram Live.
It's a peaceful protest, but definitely want to, being a celebrity, being an NBA player, don't exclude me from no conversation at all. First and foremost, I'm a black man, and I'm a member of this community. And I grew up on this soil, so I want to say that first and foremost, but it's a peaceful protest. We walking, and that's it. Raising awareness. Some of the injustice that we've been seeing is not okay. And as a young person, you gotta listen to our perspective. Our voices need to be heard. I'm 23 years old. I don't know all the answers, but I feel how everybody else is feeling, for sure.
No peace.
No question.
Much more calm there. By the way, did you see the video with J.R. Smith over the weekend? just beating the crap out of somebody who apparently damaged
that
his car.
That kid had it coming. Yeah.
Yeah, he damaged his car in a protest.
Oh, the kid had it coming, but J.R. Smith may face some repercussions because, first of all, his life was never in danger. And I know, I understand. I think all of us would have done the same thing. I'm not saying that, but there's probably going to be, he might be in a tad bit of trouble. You can't just haul off and stop whipping ass on somebody out of the blue. I know it's your car and everything, but he may face some repercussions. That's all.
You know, and this may be part of the solution, getting the people in the African-American community that people respect, get the Magic Johnsons, get the LeBron Jameses, get the Michael Jordans out there, telling people to calm down and let's sit down and talk. I don't know. I have no answers, but it seems like it might work. Here's Malcolm Brogdon from the Indiana Pacers. Says these protests need to be constructive, not destructive. This is on Instagram.
I got brothers, I got sisters, I got friends that are in the streets, that are out here, that haven't made it to this level, that are experiencing it, that are getting pulled over, just discrimination, day after day, dealing with the same bullshit. And this is systematic. This isn't something where we come and, you know, we don't have to burn down our homes. We don't have to. We built this city. This is the most proudly black city in the world. In the world, man. So, like, let's take some pride in that. Let's focus our energy. Let's enjoy this together. This is a moment. We have leverage right now. We have a moment in time. People are going to look back. Our kids are going to look back at this and say, you were a part of that.
All right. More from Brogdon. There needs to be more voices to enact changes. This is on First Take.
As far as change tomorrow, as far as pushing the conversation forward, you know, black people are impatient at this point. That's why we see so much of what's going on. Black people are at the end of the rope. We have, you know, no other means to sort of demonstrate how we feel. So short term, I think we have to continue to protest, continue to demonstrate, continue to push the conversation forward and continue to bring in those people that are of these high quality positions into the conversations, because those are the ones that can enact change now. But at the same time, we have to at some point get people of other races, white people, I mean, of every ethnicity and every background together to help us in this fight, because our voice only holds so much weight. When you look at a white man, his voice holds far more weight. It holds far more weight. So we need them next to us, standing next to us, protesting, preaching the same message.
All right. Here he is also on First Take saying it is important to stay outraged and angry over injustice.
People have to understand the desperateness that our community is in, how hopeless we feel. And then to see another black man murdered in the streets for no reason, you know, over a fraudulent $20 bill, if you really look at the details of it, it's inexcusable. It happens so much. And my fear is that we as a people will become numb to it. It's important for us to stay outraged. It's important for us to continue to be angry, continue to protest, continue to shed light and highlight, you know, what's going on in this country and the broken system that we're living in.
Okay. We have plenty more of this, which I think is worth playing. I think we'll do that when we come back at 3 o'clock. Then later on, more from Jeff Passan and Buster Olney on the situation of baseball and whether this gets back on track. I know Pete has another college football quiz, among other things, as well in the 3 o'clock hour. So we'll do all that. 1 hour into books of a very difficult, but I think productive day so far. Sheeman and Shepherd, 99.3 ESPN and the 99.3 ESPN app.
BackstageCountry.com, your online home for all things country music. Like most of us, Keith Urban also has a bucket list. You may be surprised to learn what is and is not on his. Text Keith to 45911 to read and learn more about the central theme of Keith's bucket list. Get a link to the story sent right to your phone when you text Keith to 45911. Go inside country music at BackstageCountry.com.